愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all。
今天晚上跟大家继续来学习服事的比喻。
Tonight I'd like to continue the topic, the parable of service。
我们请来看帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
Let's all turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章
First Thessalonians chapter 1
第九节和第十节
Verses 9 and 10
因为他们自己已经报名我们是怎样进到你们那里你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神要服侍那又真又活的神第十节
Verse 10
等候他的儿子从天降临就是他从死里复活那一位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣这一段圣经告诉我们人活着有三件事情要做
In this passage it tells us as we live in this world there are three things that we should do
第一件事情要归向神
The first is to turn to God
第二件事情要服侍神
The second is to serve God
那第三件事情要等候神
The third is to wait for God
这一段圣经也告诉我们今生是为来世在预备
Then this passage it also tells us that we are here to, in this life to prepare for the next life
因为第十节说等候他的儿子从天降临这个就是世界的末日
Because in verse 10 it says that we are to wait for his son from heaven This is talking about the end of time
主耶稣再来世界就结束了
When Jesus comes again, then the earth will end.
那就是永生的开始。
And that is the beginning of eternity.
这一天一定会到。
And that day will come.
而且快要到了。
And it will come soon.
所以我们不论在世界上生活有多满意，我们有多好，这个都会过去的。
So whether or not our life is content or how satisfied we are in this world, it will all pass.
因为有形质的都要被烈火消化。
Because at the end, those who are condemned will be burned in fire.
所有你看得见、摸得到，全部要用火烧掉。
All the things that you can see will be burned at the end.
那神所应许那个新天新地要实现。
And what God has promised, the new world will be fulfilled.
这是神应许给我们最大、最后、最宝贵的盼望。
And this is the greatest and the most precious hope that God has given us.
那我们怎么样来迎接主耶稣的再来？
So how do we wait and await for his arrival?
这里说要服侍那又真又活的神。
Here it says to serve the living and true God.
这是等候神的一个重要的预备。
This is one important preparation we must do to wait for him.
就是要服侍神。
And it is to serve him.
那有时候我们常常在想，到底我要怎么来服侍神？
So oftentimes we think to ourselves, how do we serve God?
有很多人很有心想要服侍神。
Many people have the heart to want to serve God.
但是他不晓得到底我要怎么做。
But they do not know how to go about.
那我们在查考哥林多前后书可以看到有八个比喻。
So when we reference Corinthians, chapter 1 and 2 Corinthians, there are eight parables.
就是用很实际的例子来告诉我们服侍神是怎么一回事
And these tell us true facts of how examples of how we can serve God.
那我们要怎么来预备自己
And how we should prepare ourselves to serve God.
我们要怎么做来服侍神
And what we should do to serve God.
上一次我们查考过服侍神就是在做管家
Last time we had talked about to serve God is to be a housekeeper.
所求于管家是要有忠心。
To be a housekeeper, you must be loyal.
那做管家有考验。
And there are also tests.
一个是人的论断。
One is criticism from other people.
第二个是人的效法。
And second is other people's examples.
但是做管家也有他的赏赐。
But there are rewards in being a housekeeper.
那今天晚上我们要来看服侍神像什么
Tonight we would like to discuss what is it like to serve God.
服侍神就是在做农夫
And to serve God is like being a farmer.
我们先来看哥林多前书第三章
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章
First Corinthians chapter 3.
第六节。
Verse 6.
啊，第三章的第六节。
First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6.
我们看、第六节，我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌，唯有神叫它生长。
I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase.
我们都很希望看到、教会能够不断的成长。
We all hope to see the church growing continuously.
那教会的成长有两个方向。
And there are usually two directions in which the church will grow.
第一个是人数增加。
One is in the number and population of members.
第二个是灵性在成长。
Second is in spirituality.
这个叫做教会在成长。
So this is the growth of the church.
那这个两个都很重要。
And these two are very important.
如果我们教会人数不断在增加。
If our population keeps increasing,
我们常常看到叫很多慕道者。
We see many truth seekers.
很多新受洗的。
We see many newly baptized.
我们教会会充满着活力。
We will have a lot of vivity in our church.
觉得我们这个教会在长大。
And we will feel that the church is growing.
那第二个就是，如果我们大家看到我们的灵程一直在长进。
Second is if we can see our spiritualities are growing.
大家越来越彼此相爱。
And everyone becomes more and more loving.
对主耶稣的信心越来越强。
They will have more faith in God.
对属灵的事情越来越有盼望。
They will have more hope in the spirituality realm.
我们就觉得说大家在一起啊，真的是天国的实现。
Then we will feel that being together is just like heaven being here.
那教会要怎么成长？
So how does the church grow?
第六节告诉我们，教会的成长需要人不断的努力。
In verse 6, it tells us that the growth of the church also depends on a person's efforts.
就是要有人花时间下功夫。
So a person has to take time and put in the effort.
所以这里保罗说，我撒种，亚波罗浇灌。
Because Paul mentions here, I planted, Apollos watered.
这个撒种就是传福音。
Planting is spreading the gospel.
那亚波罗浇灌就是指着牧养。
Watering is to pasture.
那保罗为着撒种，他确实下很多的功夫。
So to plant the seed, Paul actually put a lot of effort into it.
受很多的苦。
He suffered much.
所以在三次的宣道旅途，他把福音一直传快要到罗马。
So in the three trips of his missionary, he had spread it all the way through to Rome.
那亚波罗在做浇灌，他也确实下很大的功夫。
And Apollos also put a lot of effort into watering.
特别当时在做圣工都会遇到逼迫。
Even at much at that time, they encountered much persecution.
但是他们都一直往前努力去传福音。
But they had continued to move forward to preach the gospel.
所以这个告诉我们，我们教会圣工要发展，第一个我们要想的就是，我们有没有尽力去做。
So here it tells us, in order for the work to prosper, have we really put efforts into it?
有一次我从伦敦教会经过，要去非洲。
Once I was passing by our London church on my way to Africa.
我看到伦敦教会有很多这个黑人的信徒。
I noticed that there are many African members in our London church.
我就很好奇，为什么这么多来受洗。
So I was curious to wonder why so many came to believe.
后来我才知道，伦敦教会他们有一个宣道小组。
Then I realized and was told that they had actually a group that concentrated in preaching.
然后他们安息日聚完会，就到那个 subway 地下铁的出口去发传单。
So every Sabbath after the service, they would go to the subways and they would pass out flyers.
那以后有时候礼拜天所有宣道组到教会祷告一个钟头，然后到那个 subway 的前面那个站前面去 唱诗吸引人，然后发传单。
And this missionary group, every time after, even on Sundays, they would come to the church and pray for an hour, and then they would go and pass out these pamphlets and flyers and sing hymns.
我仔细看，他们没有一个人没有工作。
And I looked closely, and I noticed that all of them had jobs.
其实工作都很辛苦。
They actually work hard with, in their, on their work, in their jobs.
在世界辛苦的工作，常常是我们没有办法投入圣工，也可以说是一个借口。
Sometimes we use the work in this world as an excuse to not participate in holy work.
但是我们仔细看，他们这样在周末、周日这样投入去地下铁的那里发传单宣道。
But if we look closely, they actually put a lot of mind and effort into passing out these pamphlets in the weekends.
就吸引很多人到教会来。
So they attracted many members to come, many people to come to church.
那在他们的慕道的过程，就看到体现他们很多的神迹奇事。
And throughout this pastoring process, they actually view and witnessed a lot of miracles.
所以有一阵子，你到教会里面他们在伦敦教会大家到教会很高兴，因为每一次都听到一些新受洗的信徒他们有很多的体验。
So for a period of time, many people were very happy to come to church because they hear of the news of newly baptized members or new members joining.
所以我们今天我们教会要成长，第一个我们需要想的就是我们有没有尽力去做。
So in order for our church to grow, the first we must think of is whether or not we have put our minds into the work.
一个信慕道朋友，我们要带领一直到受洗，一直到他成长能够独立为止，大概要两年到三年。
In order for us to bring someone to church, to pastor them, for them to get baptized, for them to come, it usually takes about 2 to 3 years.
那这个两三年的时间需要有人花时间跟他建立关系，好像朋友。
And within this 2 or 3 years of time period, you need to have someone who can become friends with them and build a relationship with them.
然后在生活常常打成一片。
And then to mix and mingle with them in our lives.
使他在很自然的情况下，这样一直关心他的信仰跟他的生活，那不断这样引导过来。
So in a natural way, we show concern and care about their lives, and at the same time, we bring them closer in.
那因为我们在做这个工作是一种爱心的工作。
Because this work that we do is a work of love.
所以爱心的工作就不是上班。
Work of love is not to work at our jobs.
上班你下班就没有事情了。
Because when you work at your job, after work you have nothing else to do with that.
到周末你就发现你没有事情。
At the weekends come and you will realize you're not doing your work.
那下礼拜一你上班，你开始在忧虑你的事情。
And then when Monday comes again, then you start to worry about your job again.
但是当我们用爱心去带领一个人信主。
But when we use love to bring someone to Christ,
有爱就没有时间限制。
If there is love, there is no time constraint.
好像父母爱孩子。
Just like the parent loving their child.
你去上班，你头脑还会想到你的孩子。
When you go to work, you will still think of your children.
所以当我们用爱心去传福音，带领人信主。
So when we use love to preach and to bring people to Christ,
这件事情就常常绕在我们头脑里面。
This should be surrounded. It should be on our minds often.
有时候我们在上班时间，我想到，哪一个慕道者是不是要跟他打个电话？
Sometimes,
等一下我有中午时间。
When we're at work, we might think maybe perhaps during lunch break we can call up a truth seeker and talk to them a little.
那有时候我们在祷告当中，我们就会想念到，哪一个朋友？
Sometimes in our prayers, we will think of this particular friend to call.
那有时候我们在放假，在周末时间，我们就会想说。跟哪个朋友约一下，跟他谈谈话。And、
maybe on our weekends or vacation time, we would think of calling somebody up and just to have a conversation with them.
所以因为有爱，所以就有一种责任。
So because of love, we feel a sense of responsibility.
所以别人的信仰就是我们的责任。
The other person's spirituality is our responsibility.
这个就是保罗在做圣工，亚波罗在浇灌的一个很重要的心态。
So this is a very important aspect of planting and watering.
它不只是一种好像一种工作这样去做，它用爱心去做。
The attitude is not to be of that of a job, but it's to use love to perform these tasks.
也因为这样用爱心去 撒种用爱心去浇灌，当我们看到我们工作有果效的时候，我们就会非常的享受，会非常的满足。
And because we use our love to perform these tasks, when there is a outcome in it, we will be satisfied and content.
好像做父母的，当你付出很多的爱，你看到一个小孩子开始会微笑，这就是你的满足。
Just like a parent, when you put a lot of love into caring for this child, and you see that your baby starts to smile back, this is a tremendous accomplishment.
你看到一个小孩子开始发第一颗牙啊，你就非常的喜乐。
When you see that the first tooth is coming out, you will feel very joyful.
因为我们用爱心去投入。
That's because we used our love into this care.
所以我们在教会做圣工啊，绝对不是在公司上班。
So when we are doing holy work in the church, it is not a job.
很多上班这个里面是不得已为着要生活去做的。
Many people work at their jobs because they have to do it because of in order to survive.
但是每一个当父母的，我们是选择生孩子，两个三个我们自己决定。
But as parents, we chose to have children, one or two or three, it's our decision to make.
那我们为什么知道这个责任很大，我们还选择去生两个三个呢？
Why is it that even though we know of the tremendous responsibility, yet we choose to have two or three?
因为我们爱我们的孩子。
That is because we love our children.
所以我们做这个决定。
And that is why we made this decision.
因此当我们在传道救人的工作。
So when we are doing the work of preaching,
我们需要对人的灵魂有一种爱。
We need to have a certain type of love for someone's spirit.
这里说撒种是什么种呢？
So here it says plant. What kind of seed are they planting?
我们看彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
23节。
Verse 23.
你们蒙的重生不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。这里讲说有两种种子。
Here it mentions two types of seed.
一个是能坏的种子。
One is corruptible.
就是花蔬菜那个种子。
Just like the flowers, plants.
那另外一个是不能坏的种子。
Another is incorruptible.
这个就是神的话。
This is the word of God.
是带有生命的。
This carries life.
但是二十四节。
Verse 24.
凡有血气的，好像花跟草。
All with flesh as grass.
它会开花，它会漂亮，它有它的价值。
The flower and the grass, they have their value and they blossom.
但是花草会枯干凋谢。
But the grass withers and flower falls.
所以它的价值就会消失。
And their value disintegrates.
那唯有主的道是永存的。
But the word of the Lord endures forever.
所传的福音就是这个道。
And the word is this gospel that we preach.
所以当我们传福音给别人。
So when we preach the gospel,
我们看到这个人,
we see this person,
我们想,
we think,
如果他接受福音,
if this person receives the gospel,
他就得救了,
then that person will be saved.
如果他没有接受福音,
that person does not receive the gospel,
他就没有永生,
he will not have eternal life.
所以当我们的心对他有一种爱,
so if we have a show of love,
那神就在我们当中,
then God will dwell among us.
这个工作就会蒙神祝福。
And this work will be blessed by God.
所以我们在做圣工不是一种外在的交代。
So to do the holy work is not just a commitment of the world.
外面的一种交代。
Outer exterior commitment.
是我们内心被神的爱所充满，对人的灵魂一种关心跟爱。
It is there that we have that grows within and stems from within our hearts.
这也为什么保罗他能够服侍神，一直到他生命的最后一口气。
And this is why Paul has the ability to serve God till his last breath.
他能够付出他一切，包括他的生命，传福音给别人。
He was able to use all that he had to preach to others.
因为他被主的爱充满。
Because he was filled with God's love.
主耶稣看到这么多人来寻找他。
Jesus sees that so many people come to him.
圣经说他怜悯众人。
That he had compassion on the multitude.
所以虽然他非常疲倦。
Although he was tired.
虽然他没有吃饭。
Although he was hungry.
但是主耶稣继续传福音给他们。
But Jesus continued to preach.
因为他怜悯他们。
Because he had compassion on them.
所以今天我们要传福音，做撒种或浇灌的工作。
So today, when we are preaching the gospel, whether we plant or we water,
这种内在生命被神的爱充满，这个是非常重要的。
This within, this love that we are filled with God with from within is very important.
所以啊，我们才会尽力去做。
So that we will put all our efforts into it.
你想，如果是我们自己的孩子。
If you think if this was our child,
我们看到没有得救,
and we see that the person will not be saved,
我们是不是昼夜会想这件事情, 常常会祷告这个事情呢?
Wouldn't you constantly have this on your mind, constantly pray about it?
因为我们爱我们的孩子,
that's because you love your child,
我们希望他得救,
you want this child to be saved.
相同的, 对我们的父母也是一样,
likewise with our parents.
但如果我们看每一个跟我们孩子的同样年纪的人, 都把他当作是自己的孩子,
but if we can view all the people that are at the same image of our children as our own.
每一个跟我们父母相同年纪，我们都爱他像自己的。
People that are of the same age of our parents, we love them as if they were our parents.
那我们就会投入我们所有的资源来救他们的灵魂。
Then we will put into this work all that we have.
所以保罗栽种亚波罗啊，保罗撒种亚波罗浇灌，那个背后的力量是什么呢？
So what is this strength behind it all of Paul planting and Apollos watering?
就是耶稣基督对人的怜悯。
And that is the compassion that Jesus has on mankind.
今天是我们每一个人要传福音所需要的一种属灵的装备。
This is what we should have and to be prepared with when we go out to preach.
就是我们的内心对别人的得救一种关心。一种怜悯。
This is the kind of care, compassion that we should have on others.
但是有时候我们常常会发现，
Many a times we will realize,
不错，我们爱这个人，我们也很关心。
It's true that we love this person and we care for them.
我们传福音给他。
We preach the gospel to them.
但我们着急，他不信啊。
But this person just will not believe.
好像我已经做了我的份了，但是他不信，我接下去怎么办？
Just like you think to yourself, I've already done my part, but this person will not come. What should I do? What are my next steps?
所以第三章的第六节下面说。
So in chapter 3, verse 6, it says,
唯有神叫他生长。
That, but God gave the increase.
也就是我们做圣工能不能有果效。
Which is when we perform this holy work, if there is a fruit that bears from it.
最后的关键是在乎神。
The key is in God.
如果没有神带领祝福，
If God does not guide or bless this,
我们发现我们虽然很努力做工，好像没有什么功效。
We will realize, even though we put our efforts into it, there is no outcome.
但是如果有神在带领跟祝福，
But if God is guiding and blessing it,
我们常常发现看起来很难的一个慕道朋友，一下子他说要受洗，他要相信了。
We will often see and see things where you see something that's difficult, but all of a sudden the person decides to come and believe.
所以整个我们对神的服事，我们的宣道工作，那个最重要的关键是神叫他生长。
So the most important key is that God is the one that allows it to grow.
神是关键。
God is the key.
那为什么神可以叫他生长？
And why is it that God can have this ability to allow this person to
grow? 我们现在来看马太福音。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
马太福音二十八章。
Matthew chapter 28.
十八节。
Verse 18.
马太福音二十八章十八节。
Matthew 28 verse 18.
耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。十九节
,19.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。这里主耶稣升天以前对门徒的交代。
Here is what, before Jesus ascended to heaven, this is what he told the disciples.
十九节说，你们要去万民使他做我的门徒。
And in verse 19 it says, to go to all nations and make them disciples.
什么使万民做我的门徒呢？
How do you go and make all nations your disciples?
就是要传福音。
This is to preach.
那我们怎么能够让人相信呢？
So how do we allow others to come and believe?
十八节。
Verse 18.
天上地上所有的权柄都赐给我了。
All authority has been given to me in heaven.
权柄，到最后的关键就是权柄。
The key is this authority.
如果我们带有神的权柄。
If we carry the authority of God,
我们的传福音就会比较有果效。
Then our preaching of the gospel will bear fruit.
所以神是一个关键。
So God is an important key point.
我们最近听到我们在加拿大的边界有一个信徒他在一个大学教书。
We recently heard of a member close to the border of Canada teaching.
那他借着这个机会就认识很多的学生。
And through this opportunity to get to know a lot of students.
然后他就邀他的学生到他住的地方。
And then she had asked the students to come to where she lived.
就预备东西给他们享用。
And she would prepare food for them to use.
然后在那个地方有一个团契。
And she would have a fellowship there.
那就渐渐带领这些学生。
So gradually she guided these students.
到去年年底大概有五个受洗。
And around the end of the year last year, about 5 of the students were baptized.
有十几个学生来慕道。
There were about more than 10 of them came to truth seek.
所以这个在告诉我们有时候我们常常发现很难的事情，如果我们愿意去做，那神跟我们同工，其实不是很难。
So sometimes we realize if even though it looks difficult from the outside, but it's not difficult when God is with us.
所以我们第一个就是要努力去做，第二个就是要想想怎么能够是神来祝福我们的工作。
So first we must think of putting our efforts into it, and secondly we must think of how God can bless our efforts.
那其中有一个非常重要，就是要带有神的权柄。
So one of the most important key here is to carry with you the authority of God.
我们看哥林多后书第十章。
Let's refer to 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多后书第十章第四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4.
第四节。
Chapter 10 verse 4.
我们征战的兵器不是属血气，乃是在神面前有能力。可以攻破坚固的营垒。第五节。
Five.
讲各样计谋，各样拦阻人认识神，那些至高事一概都攻破了，又将人所有的心意都夺回，使他都顺服基督。这里讲，我们征战的兵器不是属血气。
Here it says that our warfare and weapons are not carnal.
我们带领人来信主本身是一场征战。
Bringing people to believe is a battle.
那征战一定有一个仇敌
So in a battle, there's usually an enemy.
我们的仇敌不是我们要带领那一个人。
The enemy is not the person we are bringing.
我们的仇敌是在我们所要带领的那个人的心里面在控制的那个力量。
Our enemy is that force that is guiding the heart of the person we are bringing.
圣经说那个力量就是魔鬼撒旦。
In the Bible, that force is referred to as Satan.
所以除非我们有力量把魔鬼赶出去。
So unless we have the power to cast the Satan out.
不然我们就没有办法把这个人的心把它转过来归向神。
Otherwise, we will not have the ability to turn the person's heart for that person to turn to God.
所以这个最重要的关键就是在神面前要有权柄。
So the most important thing is to have authority before God.
就能够把魔鬼赶出去，人的心就归向神。
To be able to cast out this Satan, so that person's heart can turn to God.
那个权柄从哪里来
？So where does that authority come from？
那个权柄就是从主耶稣的名来。
Authority comes from the name of Jesus.
那为什么主耶稣的名有权柄
？Why does the name of Jesus have authority？
就是从圣灵来的。
Because it comes from the Holy Spirit.
所以整个教会被圣灵充满。
So when the whole church is filled with Holy Spirit,
当我们奉主耶稣的名，
when we say in the name of Jesus Christ,
就发现很多的神迹奇事显明。
Then we will see lots of signs and miracles appear.
所以为着这个原因呢，为什么我们教会一直说我们一定要祷告？
So because of this, why is it that our church always pushes for more prayer?
因为如果我们不祷告，能够带领人来归主。
Because if we do not pray and we are not able to bring people to God,
如果我们不需要祷告能够带领人来归主，这个代表说我们的能力可以做什么事情。
If we do that, then what does that mean? That means what does our ability have and could accomplish?
但事实上哦，我们发现传福音很难，就知道说你不论世界有什么条件头衔。跟带领人来信主是没有关系的。
But realistically, we know it is hard and difficult because no matter how much connection you have in the world, it is hard for you to bring people.
所以到最后，我们要带领人信主，就是要在神面前有能力。
So in the end, to bring people to church is to have authority.
有一次我遇到一个姐妹。
Once I met a sister.
我问她说：“你刚刚信主的时候，带好多人来信主。”
I asked her. I said, "When you first came to believe, you brought many with you."
她说：“对的。”
And she said yes.
哦，因为我刚刚信主的时候，我每天祷告。
She said because when I first believed, I prayed every day.
哦，所以她带的慕道者大部分都洗礼了。
So many of the truth seekers she brought were baptized.
那她自己又说。
And then she later said.
哦，最近都很忙。
I've been quite busy recently.
我很少祷告。
So I haven't been praying often.
所以她也带慕道者到教会来。
So she still brought truth seekers to church.
但是她说没有一个洗礼。
But she said none of them were baptized.
哦，这是一个信徒啊。
This is a member living in northern Southern California.
这是一个真的体验了。
This is a true experience.
所以，如果我们真的要做好宣道工作
，So if we really wish to do well on the task of preaching,
我们整个教会要注重祷告。
The whole church needs to focus and emphasize on prayer.
每一个宣道的人本身要被圣灵充满。
All of the preachers needs to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
身上带有属灵的权柄。
And all of us should carry the authority of the spirit.
那我们工作就会有果效。
And our work will have an outcome. Will bear fruit.
好，我们先来看啊，帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
啊，第八节。
Verse 8.
啊，第五节。
Verse 5.
因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不独在乎言语，也在乎全能圣灵，并充足的信心。正如你们知道我们在那为你们的缘故是怎样的为人这个地方告诉我们福音传到帖撒罗尼迦
Here tells us the gospel spread to Thessalonians
那个时候逼迫很大
At that time is tremendous persecution
他们是在大征战中把福音传过去的
They were able to get the gospel through wartime
为什么
Why is that?
在很大的困难当中福音可以传开
Why is it that during this difficult time they were able to spread the gospel?
如果我们从这一节圣经看起来
If we refer to this passage
福音要传开不在乎口才不在乎技巧
For the gospel to spread it does not depend on your ability to speak
乃在乎这个人有什么属灵的装备
But it actually depends on what kind of battlefield preparation the person has
所以第一个在乎言语就是对真理的认识
The first is to understand the word.
啊，第二个就是权柄。
Second is power.
啊，被圣灵充满权柄。
To be filled with the Holy Spirit.
第三个就是圣灵的带领。
The third is the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
第四个是充足的信心。
The fourth is to be have a strong faith.
第五个是我们生活有真正的更新、变化、改变。
The fifth is that our life truly has a change and turn.
那这五个。合起来就变成一个传福音的人。
And these five combined becomes a person that can preach.
所以保罗在哥林多前书里面在讲保罗撒种，亚波罗浇灌，但是神叫他生长。
So that is why Paul says in 1 Corinthians that I plant Apollos water, but God allows it to grow.
所以关键在乎神。
So the turning point depends on God.
人要尽力，但是关键在乎神。
We must use our efforts, but it depends on God.
好，我们再来看哥林多前书第三章。
So let's turn to again 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
第八节。
Verse 8.
栽种跟浇灌的都是一样，但将来个人要得照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐。浇灌跟栽种它的价值一样。
The one who plants and waters, the value is the same.
这是不同的恩赐，但是价值一样。
Different talents and gifts, but the value is the same.
因为这两个少一个都没有办法让这个种子能够成长。
Because one without the other will not allow the seed to grow.
但是将来要照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐。
But one will receive based on their own reward according to their own labor.
所以圣经里面在讲服事差不多每一个比喻到最后都有讲赏赐。
So in the Bible, practically every parable about service talks and ends in a reward.
所以人要怎么多体会神的恩典呢？
So how does a person actually experience the grace of God?
要做圣工，
服侍神。And that is to serve God.
好，那这个赏赐是什么？
What is this reward?
当然在这里讲是将来个人要得自己的工作赏，这是指的天国的赏赐。
Of course, here it says that the person will receive their own reward according to their own labor. This refers to the reward of heaven.
所以保罗说，美好的仗我打过了。
So that is why Paul says, I fought the battle.
这个就是传福音。
That is to preach.
当跑路路我跑尽了。
And he has already taken the journey.
就是服侍神这条路。
This is to serve God, the path of serving God.
公义的冠冕为我存留。
And he said the crown of righteousness is waiting for him.
是他要死的时候他讲了。
He said this before he was to pass.
天上有赏赐为我存留。
He knew that heaven had this crown, this blessing and reward waiting for him.
所以服侍的赏赐在天国。
So this the reward of service is in heaven.
但是服侍在地上也有赏赐。
But when we serve in this world, there is still also in a reward.
好，我们现在来看约翰福音第四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
三十四节。
Verse 34.
耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行差我来的旨意，做成他的工。
Jesus said, my food is to do the will of him who sent me to finish his work.
我们觉得这个答案相当的让人很难了解。
We might feel this is hard to understand.
肚子饿要吃东西。
When we are hungry, we need to eat.
但是耶稣说，我的食物是遵行我来的旨意，做成他的工。
But Jesus here says, my food is to do the will of him who sent me to finish his work.
到底这什么意思？
What does this mean?
食物就是一种满足啊。
Food is a form of satisfaction.
所以对主耶稣来讲，我的满足就是做成神的工，遵行他的旨意。
So to Jesus, he is satisfied when he is able to do the will of he who sent.
所以每一天把神的工作做完，我们躺下来心里很平安，我们祷告神，我觉得今天活得很有意义，很有价值，这个就是赏赐。
So the reward is after day's work, we feel satisfied, we feel that we have finished the work and we're able to see God.
因为我们人生变得很有价值。
Because then our life in this world becomes of value.
所以有时候我们常常要上班，每一天上班，每一天上班都是做相同的工作。你如果在汽车装配厂锁螺丝就一天锁八个钟头，那到底这个是意义在哪里？
So you think you're at your job and every day you go back to your job every single day. If you're at the, let's say, the car manufacturer, you're just screwing on a screw for 8 hours a day. What value does that bring?
那一年锁365天，那锁了40年，到底这个人生是什么价值？
And you do this for 365 days a year, 40 years, what kind of value do you bring to life?
所以生命的价值不是从工作本身找得到的。
So the value of life is not really found in the job itself.
生命的价值要跟神连上关系才有价值。
The value of life needs to be connected to God.
就是要服侍神。
Which is to serve God.
所以当我们所做的到最后是跟神有关系，那个事情就很有意义。
So in the end, what we do, if it has a connection to God, then that brings value.
这个就是满足。
This is satisfaction.
我们再看36节。
Let's refer to verse 36.
收割的人得工价，积蓄五谷到永生，就收割的和撒种一同快乐。这里讲收中收割跟撒种要一同快乐。
Here it mentions the reaps and those who gather will rejoice together.
所以我们去传福音带领人你看人得圣灵，好高兴。
So when we preach, bring someone in, see them receive the Holy Spirit, you are joyous.
你看他要受洗，好高兴。
You see them getting baptized, you are joyful.
那你去做圣工，一个人生病有缺欠，你帮他祷告，你下一次看到他，问到他，好很多，你心里好高兴。
If you see someone ill and you pray for them, and the next time you see that they are better, you will feel rejoiced.
为什么你很高兴？
Why are you content and happy?
因为你的爱心付出去，神听你的祷告。
That is because when you showed your love, God listened to your prayer.
你那个爱心很有价值。
That means the love that you gave is valuable.
所以你就很满足，就很高兴啊。
That is, then you become happy and you are content.
这个就是赏赐。
This is a reward.
所以为什么有的人活着不快乐？
Why is it that some people are not happy?
很可能都没有做圣工。
Maybe because they are not doing holy work.
那你活着不会快乐。
They will never be happy.
你多做圣工。
The more holy work you do,
你生活变得很有意义。
There's more meaning to life.
那你就很有，你就很喜乐。
Then you will be rejoiceful.
晚上很平安，我今天过得很有价值。
You will have peace and you will feel that your day is of value.
所以我们不要一直把想事都是把它用钱去想。我做圣工，我的 income 会多多少，不一定是这样。
So don't think of the reward in terms of monetary.
你如果做圣工，你心里很平安，你生活觉得很有价值，很有意义，这个就是赏赐。
Because the more holy work you do, if you feel satisfied and content, that is a type of reward.
那将来在天国有公义的冠冕。
In the end, in heaven, there's a crown of righteousness.
好，我们再回到哥林多前书第三章。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
第九节。
Verse 9.
好，这里说我们是与神同工的。
Here it says that we are fellow workers of God.
你们是神所耕种的田地。
You are God's field.
教会是神的田地。
The church is the field of God.
我们是跟神同工的。
And we are the fellow workers of God.
所以我们要有一个操练。
So we need to have trials.
就是学习怎么跟神同工。
We need to learn how to work together with God.
所谓跟神同工，就是神在哪里工作，我们要赶快过去。
What that means is, when God is working there, we should go there.
那我们怎么知道神在哪里做工？
So how do we know where God is working?
这个就需要祷告了。
Then that depends on our prayers.
所以我们再看使徒行传，保罗在传福音。
So in the book of Acts, we see Paul preaching the gospel.
他常常祷告，那圣灵就会启示他。
When he prays, the Holy Spirit will hint him and give him clues.
不要到这里，然后他就修来修去，最后就跑到腓立比就建设了教会。
To say not to go there, and then at the end, he went to Philippi and established a church there.
那神就带领他到神要拣选的人那里去。
And God actually brought the people to him.
所以我们常常祷告，我们就知道神要我们做什么。
So if we pray often, we will know what God wants us to do.
那我们照着这样去做，就是跟神同工。
So we continue to do it in this way. That is to work together with God.
所以服侍神就是在学习做农夫。
So to serve God is to learn how to be a farmer.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing him.
277首。
Sing him 277.
I love to tell the story of Andrew Jennings above. Oh, Jesus and His glory. Oh, Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story because I know His truth.Satisfy my longing, and nothing else can do. I love to tell the story, 'twill be my thing in glory to tell the old story. Oh, Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story, more wonderful is it than all the golden verses of the golden trees. I love to tellIf He's the joy to me, and that is just the reason I tell it now to thee. I love to tell the story, you'll be my thing in glory to tell.Story of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story. sin each time I tell it. Most wonderfully sweet, I love to tell the story, for to all have ever heard the message of salvation from God's only word. I love to tell the story, to be my thing in glory, to tell the old story of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story of those who know it best, seem hungering and trusting to hear it by the rest. I know I'm into it through glory. I sing a new song. 'Twill be the old story that I have loved so long. I love to tell the story, 'twill be my thing in glory, to tell the old story of Jesus and his love.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们圣何西教会四月初会有灵恩布道会。
In our San Jose Church, we will have our spiritual convocation in the beginning of April.
我们还有两个月的时间来预备。
We have two more months to prepare.
请我们大家
do two things.
第一个，请我们常常为灵恩布道会来祷告。
First thing is to pray often for the whole spiritual convocation.
我们每一次祷告，请纪念这件事情。
Every time we pray, let us remember this matter.
那我们礼拜六早上十点到十点半这是我们教会一个祷告的时间呢。
And Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. in the morning, that is our time when the church gets together to pray.
欢迎诸位信徒，我们早一点到教会来，为着圣工来代祷。
So I welcome all the members to come at that time to pray for the work of the church.
为慕道朋友祷告。
To pray for truth seekers.
那第二件事情就是请我们多带慕道朋友来。
Second matter is, let's ask that all of us bring more truth seekers to church.
那如果可能鼓励他们能够留礼拜六下午能够留下来。
And if possible, let's ask that they stay in the Saturday afternoons.
所以我们教会可以有系统的开慕道班来讲解一些信仰的道理。
So we can open up some of our truth non-believer sessions so that we can go through some of the gospel and word of God with them.
神会听我们祷告的。
God will listen to our prayer.
我们的工作。
God will bless our work.
所以请我们一直为这件事情来努力。
So we ask that all of us continue to put efforts into this.
我们先来一起来祷告，我们结束晚上的聚会。